Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Israel says its military forces shot dead a Palestinian man who had stabbed and wounded an Israeli soldier in the West Bank. This morning's violence took place at a security checkpoint in the divided city of Hebron. Violence happened one day after Israeli forces shot dead three Palestinian assailants. Separate incidents in Hebron and East Jerusalem. Palestinians say the violence is the result of frustration due to decades of occupation. Officials in Washington and Moscow have expressed a desire to extend their week-old ceasefire pact for Syria and confirmed aid deliveries had not yet begun. Supply trucks are idling at a special customs checkpoint at the Turkish border. Jens Lerke is a spokesperson for the UN Humanitarian Office.
We know that there's at least 250,000 people in eastern Aleppo who are potentially all of them in need of some kind of aid. The first 40 trucks are loaded with food for some 80,000 people for a month. And we really, really want to get it to eastern Aleppo. So as I say, it's highly frustrating. We know the world is watching.
Meanwhile, in New York, the UN Security Council canceled a meeting on Syria that was scheduled for late Friday, cancellation at the request of the U.S. and Russia. United States says it will not recognize the outcome of the Russian parliamentary election slated for Russian-occupied Crimea Sunday. State Department spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. position on Crimea is clear. The peninsula remains an integral part of Ukraine. Crimea-related U.S. sanctions against Russia will remain, they say, until Russia returns control of Crimea to the Ukraine. This is VOA News. Next week, world leaders gather in New York for their annual UN meetings. VOA's Margaret Bashir has more from the United Nations.
Across the planet, there is a staggering 65 million displaced persons. They are on the move because of conflict, natural disasters, or extreme poverty. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will convene a summit about their plight on Monday with the aim of addressing the root causes and agreeing a global framework on sharing responsibility for migrants and refugees.
More countries must resettle more people who have been forced from their homes.
U.S. President Barack Obama will co-host a leaders' summit on Tuesday that will seek concrete commitments from governments on funding to assist refugees and expanded opportunities for them to work and go to school. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
In U.S. politics, Republican Party presidential nominee Donald Trump ended 5 years of uncertainty over his views about President Obama being an American.
President Barack Obama was born in the United States, period. Now we all want to get back to making America strong and great again.
In 2011, Trump was a force behind a movement arguing that Obama was born abroad. Since then, he's refused to directly say what he believes until he ended the ambiguity on Friday. Meantime, Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton dismissed Trump's efforts to raise questions about President Obama's birthplace.
Imagine a president who sees someone who doesn't look like him and doesn't agree with him and thinks that person must not be a real American. Donald Trump is unfit to be president of the United States.
The so-called Bertha saga continues to make waves as the latest opinion polls show the two presidential candidates are locked into what amounts to a statistical tie at a time when third-party candidates could alter the race. Famed American playwright Edward Albee has died at the age of 88. Albee was proclaimed the playwright of his generation after his play, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, opened on Broadway in 1962. Tony-winning play, still widely considered Albee's finest, was made into an award-winning 1966 film starring Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and, as always, on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.